Old Testament scripture I want to share with you this morning. Of course, I picked this out earlier in the week, but it really fits. Psalm 95 from the New Living Translation, it says this. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us give a joyous shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. Let us sing his psalms and praise. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. He owns the depths of the earth, and even the mightiest mountains are his. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hand formed the dry land too. So come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people he watches over, the sheep under his care. Oh, that you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah and as they did at Manasseh in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tried my patience. They courted my wrath, though they had seen many miracles. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turned away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger I made a vow. They will never enter the place of rest. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 95. Thank God that God repented. The psalmist speaks of worship in a reverent celebration. And as we express our devotion to God by singing his praises and celebrating his goodness with shouts of joy, yet we also kneel in humility and great reverence before the Creator, the ruler of the universe. You see, the dual focus of a celebration and reverence keeps us worshiping from becoming either too restrained or too superficial, because it's your own experience of worship marked both by celebration and reverence.